Third and final hour today here on this 20th day of December, just a few days away from big Christmas celebration. I'm excited, man. I'm ready to. Well, sports gonna be great too because we got the Nuggets playing on Christmas Day. We got the Broncos all weekend though. It's gonna be a madhouse as we're close to the playoffs here. I mean, in the NFL, there's some big games coming up. Who would have thought Jets-Jags Thursday night would be an actual important game? I mean, that's an eliminator game. Whoever loses that is out. Whoever wins still might have a shot, especially if you're the Jets. That's insane to me. Who are you rooting more for to make? You can't root for the Jets. I was just saying, like, Jets-Lions, because those are two teams that just, you know, haven't been relevant in so long, especially the Lions. Dan Campbell, though, is, I think, taking the world by storm, don't you?
I think he's done a really good job with Detroit. There were a lot of question marks when he first got that job and how he was going to turn that culture and that organization around. And you're starting to see it. This is a team that really plays for each other. And who would have thought Jared Goff would still be, you know, slinging it in the NFL right now?
Yeah. I mean, that's the thing. A lot of these coaches have a lot of things they say, and you hear all that, and you're like, I guess I'm getting numb to it because I'm like, I've heard all that stuff. The rah-rah, I'm going to try to be different. But this one's working. I don't think this is right, you say, Chris. I've been charting all your picks for the last 3 years. Database shows 76.5% loss rate. Might want to look under your car today and listen for a clock ticking. No. Dude, no. That is false. Where's my record? My football record this year, 36-32. Is that 76.54 loss rate? 36-32 is like above 500. Four games over 500.
It's a 1.125 percentage.
One,
I think.
One point. What does that mean?
I don't know. I did, what was it, 32 divided by 33?
No, 36-32. I'm 36 wins, 32 losses with my football pick'ems, which are the most important ones. Thursday Night Special is different. It's its own thing.
Well, in terms of baseball, you're batting 1,000 or over 1,000.
I'm over. So, yeah, that's good. He said, Chris, you're wrong. 76.5.
Like, the history
he's
of
probably
the whole
going.
Show.
Well, yeah. But those picks don't count. These are the ones. Do I carry paperwork for any other of my picks in here? This is the one. This is the sacred pick. And I have gone back and forth this year, but I battled. I was 20. Let's see. Back when the Buffs played USC and Northern Arizona played UNC. New Mexico, I was 24-26. Then I was 27-28. Then 29-31. Then 33-32. 34-32. 35-32. Now 36-32. Tanner says, picking NFL games this year, no spread. You're at 61%. 136-86. Oh, on our pick'em poll.
Ooh.
That's good. I'm leading in that. In the office pick'em poll, I believe I am winning right now. Well, you and Tanner forgot to pick a week.
I forgot like 2 weeks.
Did you forget 2 weeks? Two full weeks of...
I think one full week, but every like other Thursday night game I would miss.
We got to have... Micah used to be better at reminding us because all of us work hard and Micah,
well, Micah
is just here.
Micah missed entire week.
Micah missed one too?
Well, I said everyone needs to take 1 week off so we can even this out at the end.
Yeah, but I'm winning. You can't do that now. It's not my fault you guys didn't suit up, you know, and didn't want to come to work and make your picks.
You have a...
Am I winning right now?
8-point advantage over Brian.
Ooh, 3 weeks left? That's pretty strong. Brian and I have never missed picks, I don't think. Tanner's in third place after missing a week. Well, that's other people probably miss weeks too. Like, Micah just, what week did he miss? Who? I'm just looking at zeros. Tanner missed the first week. You missed half? Did you miss half the picks in week six, and then you didn't pick any in week seven? And then Micah didn't make any picks this week? Okay. He must have gave up. See, that's the thing. It's about staying dedicated to it as well. A lot of guys, you start losing and then you're done.
Yeah, I missed three games. I missed all the Thanksgiving games. Because I was, you know, doing Thanksgiving stuff. I wasn't worried about this.
But you got to be worried about this stuff.
Well, I had the games on my phone, like at the table.
Oh, yeah. I've almost missed a few times this year. Trust me. It's come close. There's been several times this year where I thought I was going to miss it. But I got through it. You know, you suit up, you get ready to go every single week. Is this going to be, now that I have it open, I might as well make my picks. are you intrigued? You're intrigued by this game then, tomorrow night, or Thursday night?
Yes.
Like, that's got a lot of meaning to it.
Let's go Jags.
Looking at the standings. Well, yeah, you need the Jets to stay off your heels. So right now, the Bills are holding on. Number one seed. Chiefs are number two. Tied, though, 11-3. But the Bills have the tiebreaker. Cincinnati's three, but they have the tiebreaker over Kansas City. So the Chiefs, yeah, that Broncos game's still going to have a lot of meaning. The Broncos can do this, though. I think Chris pointed this out yesterday. They can keep the Chiefs from winning the AFC completely. They can keep them from doing that. And they can keep the Chargers maybe out of the playoffs. They could actually help you out, Angel. Russell Wilson could become your best friend if he helps you out.
We're
no?
Friends.
You're not friends?
No.
Would you be friends with him?
Probably not.
Why not? What if he invites you over? Sierra's
going to
there.
Politely decline, Russ.
Oh,
thank
I
you.
Would go. I would definitely go.
Oh, I'm fine with just a little gift bag.
If Russ called me today
and, a hat.
And
I want
said,
a hat.
You want a three hat?
Not a three, just a hat. It can be whatever.
We should get those for the white elephant gift. How much are those hats?
Might be over budget.
How much are the three hats? Let's find out. Efforting. The three hats. I don't know what they're called. I don't know what they're called. Do we have efforting music anymore? Oh, they're not bad. They're closer to $30.
That's a lot for a hat. Jeez.
What if he changes his number? I mean, that could happen.
I don't think he can.
What if he does, though?
It's his brand.
Yeah, he can't now.
You have to change his whole name.
What's the most you'd spend on a good hat?
I don't wear hats much anymore.
You never wear hats. That's true. I never see you in a hat. Did you ever wear a hat?
I used to wear hats all the time. And then I started growing my hair out, and I realized I don't want to, you know, clamp down on it all the time and just let it go. So, no hats.
I wear hats around the house. Cause
I'll wear, like, a beanie if it's cold out, but even that messes up my hair still.
I'm on his website right now, threebrand.com. Checking out the catalog. They have kids apparel, lids headwear, new era headwear. Whoa, look at those beanies. A stocking cap. That's pretty cool. Is that it? I don't know, but it's kind of cool because it's good. This does good things. The three brand beanies are here, which are pretty sweet. I would buy one of those. They're in collaboration with the Denver Broncos and New Era. This holiday fleece-lined beanie capsule was created to make an impact with $5 from each sale. We'll be going directly to the Why Not You Foundation to benefit the Children's Hospital. He does a lot of that. That part, like, that stuff is awesome. But just better not change his number anytime soon. First Advantage text line 888-530-0043. Are the Broncos as bad as the Rockies? I'm not talking historically.
Right now?
But, like, when you talk about them at the bar and you say, who's the more miserable fan group right now, the Broncos or the Rockies? And then the Broncos fans will say, hey, we won Super Bowls, but like right now, today. Tell you what, the Rockies are locked into a Chris Bryant situation, though. Kind of like Russell Wilson, although.
But you never expect the Rockies to go do something crazy.
It's true. It's not, you're just you're, like
you know,
used
we're not
to
talking
it.
About preseason baseball and say, hey, those Rockies, they could be pushing for, you know, NL West, possibly World Series. They got a good lineup there. They got a good coach.
Yeah, there's never any expectation, except for Tanner, you know, at the beginning of the season was like, they're going to win everything.
I mean, you start 4-1, beat the Dodgers. I'll take it.
Yeah, there's 4 million games later, though, and those 8 million matter. Dodger games later.
They don't win the World Series anyway, so it's fine.
I don't know. That's an interesting question, because at first I read that. I'm like, bad as the Rockies. Sean Keeler, my friend at the Denver Post. I love Sean. I'm like, bad as the Rockies. Dude, you're just going for a headline grab. And then I started thinking about it. It's like, I don't know.
We know the Rockies are bad.
Pair it with the expectations, and it is kind of depressing. It is more depressing than the Rockies. The Rockies is like, I go to a Rockies game, and I'm just like, free hot dog if you get there early or whatever, those three-day-old hot dogs, stomach ache for days, beer, watching the game. Bummer. They're going to lose 3-1. And about 20 minutes later, I'm like, they lost. Whatever. How do I get out of this parking lot? I'm excited to go home. Broncos on Sunday, you're sitting there watching the game, and you just feel them losing throughout or whatever, and then at the end you're like, this is ridiculous. I'm so down about this game. And of course, having a sports show, you're like that until about Friday. And then you go, and then Friday you go, all right, yeah, time to move on, time to get ready, time to gear up. Move on to the next game and see what happens there. From the 970, ooh, look at that math. If you're 36 and 32, you've picked 68 total games. 36 divided by 68 is 0.5294, you are 52.94%. Yeah, that sounds right. I'm 36 and 32, slightly above 50%, about 53%. Thank you, Joan. So yeah, that's not bad. I'm winning 52% of my games, 53%. You said, Chris, got to pull for the Jets' loss. They would have longest playoff drought. Otherwise, Broncos take the crown. Yeah, but if you're going to be bad, you might as well go bad. You said, Chris, what about your I'm the NBA insider dude? Yeah, but how many NBA games have I picked recently? Have I picked any NBA games this year?
I don't think so.
I don't think I've picked any college basketball games. But... yes, I'm a Nuggets insider here. There is one sport, there is one team in this area that I am the biggest diehard fan of, without a shadow of a doubt. And that's the Denver Nuggets. My dad and I used to go to games when they would win 20 games a year, and I loved every minute of it. Love CSU, love CU, UNC, the Broncos, other stuff, but the Nuggets, that's my jam, and it has been forever. Absolutely. So, yes, they're winning tonight. Putting the stamp. First NBA game pick of the season. How about that? My first NBA game pick of the season. You want me to start? Should I do one once a week? Or we could do the TNT games. They play every Tuesday. Let me think about that. I don't want to commit myself to anything here.
Barely over 500 in football. Let's not push it.
Four games over 500.
Still barely.
You told me if I got three to four games over 500, it would be a good record.
By the end of the year.
I got three. I'll be there.
The end of the year is not here yet.
We'll get there. Just get ready. Jerry Schimmel coming up next, the voice of the UNC Bears. Don't go anywhere. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy and Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
The UNC Bears playing Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
This is your UNC Bears head men's basketball coach, Steve Smiley, and you're listening to the whole show on 1310 KFKA. Go Bears.
Northern Colorado Bears getting set for a big one tonight at Bank of Colorado Arena, taking on Air Force. UNC, looked pretty good the last few weeks, even with the loss to Colorado. They hung right in there. And, of course, I was listening to the game on 103.1 all week or this weekend, thanks to our voice of the Bears, the one and only Jerry Schimmel. Jerry, my friend, how are you?
I'm good. Brady, how you doing?
I'm good. I'm ready for, I'm off next week, Jerry. I'm taking next week off, so I'm getting geared up for Christmas and everything, ready to eat a lot, make some terrible decisions for my body, and away we go. So I'm very much looking forward to it.
Well, good for you. I'm glad you get some time off. I know you're going to enjoy that. So yeah. Have a good time next week.
Jerry, this Bears team, I mean, they hung right in there against Colorado. And I said this last week, you know, Colorado on their best days could very well be a top 25 team. And the Bears gave them just about as much as they could handle.
Well, I think so, too. If you look at CSU, where a lot of people think, all right, they're probably borderline top 25 team.
Jerry, we're having a hard time hearing you. I'm not sure what happened. Let's try to redial him and see if the connection comes in a little better. I don't know. He sounded like he was far away. Hope he's okay. We'll get check on Jerry. Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the Bears, getting set to talk to us about this big game tonight at Bank of Colorado Arena, going up against Air Force. And we'll see if we got Jerry. Is that better? Is that sound a little bit better? Jerry, we thought we lost you, man. Are you good?
I tried to ditch you, but it just didn't work.
You did the whole, hey, I'm losing you. No, we're good. Okay, so you were telling us a little bit about that battle against the Buffs over the weekend.
Yeah, and you mentioned, hey, you know, top 25 college basketball team. You know, with the schedule they've had the toughest. There's no other team that played two top five schools in the country than UNC this year, so that non-conference schedule has really been difficult. But, you know, a lot of people look at a team like CSU, like Colorado State, and think, you know what, they're a borderline top 25 team. I think they got some votes 1 week. So it's a team that got beat by UNC in Fort Collins. So you could make that argument that on a given night, certainly the way they've been playing especially, you could make them a top 25 team. Are they going to crack the top 25? No, I don't think so. They're probably top 50 right now, and I think Steve Smiley's happy with that. But, no, it's a dangerous team. And Tad Boyle was saying in the postgame show on Sunday afternoon, I was listening on the way home, that's one of the better offenses that he has come up against this year. And he told Steve that after the game as well. Guys are really good offensively. They got some holes, obviously. They need some scoring behind the big three, and they don't rebound or play that great of defense. But they can score with just about anybody, Brady.
Boy, and that big three you just mentioned with Dalton Connect, Dalen Kuntz, and Matt Johnson, those three guys, I don't know where they're going to end up stacking up with great UNC Bears basketball players, but you got to think they're at least in that conversation of some of the greatest of all time for UNC.
I think so, too. And it's, you know, you can clearly see – easily see the talent level of Dalen Kuntz. I mean, he was the Colorado Player of the Year and all that. You can see that talent. But the ways, the distance that a guy like Matt Johnson and even Dalton Connect have come since they've been at that school is just amazing to me. I mean, you know this because you got a show with him now, but Matt was a walk-on. He was a preferred walk-on. He was 155 pounds when he got here. Lifted weights up to almost 190 now. Now he's a big, strong point guard. When he used to be the little shooter. So you give him a lot of credit for that. And Dalton Connect's just a new player. I mean, he's a different and better player than he was a year ago. And that's often the case with junior college guys. You know, they got 2 years, and it's junior college, and it takes them another year to kind of adjust a little bit to a major school. And Dalton has done that and just got that much better. So you're right. Those big three are definitely the big three, and they are a lot of fun to call games for.
Jerry, I had somebody tell me the other day that they think that if Dalen Kuntz would have stuck it out with CU, he'd be starting today for the Buffs. What do you make of that?
Yeah, I think that's certainly a possibility. I was thinking about that on Sunday. I think the talent level certainly is there to be able to start for a team like CU. It would have taken him a long time. It would have taken him 5 years to become that starter, but I think he's right there with their two guards. And, you know, think about him is he's really improved his game. And, you know, from the first year at UNC, and Steve was telling me this off the other day, he said, you know, we chart everything. We have this value system on different things you do. And Dalen's all his points in these different categories have skyrocketed in his second year, which is last year with the team. And I think he's just carrying it over this year as well. So the talent level to start at CU, absolutely there. Whether he would have put it together, who knows, looking back.
Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the UNC Bears, joining me. Jerry, I know Steve Smiley recently signed a contract extension, but I mean, I'm looking at the spread tonight. The Bears are favored, believe it. I didn't think that would be the case against Air Force. Do you think Steve Smiley's the kind of guy that stays here for a long time, or he starts getting some looks, you know, here in the next couple of years, next year or two?
I think he really likes coaching at UNC's home. You know, he grew up in Denver and all that. And I think he loves the area and loves his job and loves Greeley and all that.
But I think he would probably take a look. And this is nothing he has told me. This is just my sense, Brady. I think he's an excellent coach. And whoever might look at him is going to be wise to do so. You know, he's got this incredibly tough non-conference schedule, and he's going to have that every year. It's what UNC does. They go on the road, and they play at Arizona, and they play at Houston, they play at Baylor, and they get a check, and that kind of, you know, funds their program for the rest of the season. But you get beat up that way. So at the end of the day, your record's not going to be all that impressive. So if a team or school can look past that and say, wow, look at his Big Sky record. Look what he's done here. Upset Colorado State and all. He's got some great things put on his resume. They would be wise to do that. So it's a long answer to your question. But, yeah, I think he would definitely take a look if there was some opportunity.
That would be a sad day, Jerry. I know we're all big fans of Steve Smiley for sure. But, it's what happens. You want them to be good. You want your coaches to be good. And then they're so good, they might fly away, little birdie, at some point in time, I suppose. But this matchup tonight, Jerry, I was looking at ESPN anyway, and they have the Bears as like a 2-point favorite, 2.5-point favorite. This is a pretty good Air Force team. So this is a nice test. Last non-conference game of the season for UNC.
Yep, exactly right. It'll be a very difficult test. And you know, anytime you go up against the Joe Scott coach team, second time around with Air Force, they're going to get after you. You need to play defense. They're going to get after you defensively. They're going to move the ball. They're going to find good shots. You have to be patient on defense. And you know, they'll run that whole shot clock out and then take a shot in that kind of passing game. They have that Princeton offense that Joe has run for, you know, 25 plus years now. So you know you'll have a battle against the coach, but you're right. Air Force is a talented team. They got some new guys that are extremely talented. I think they have three or maybe four freshmen of the week in the Mountain Conference awards for their players already. So new faces, new coach, and it'll be a battle for sure tonight.
Well, Jerry, I'm looking forward to it. The Blue and Gold pregame show starts at 5:30. I love your coverage as always. And so here's what I'm doing. I'm obviously listening to the game, but if it bleeds a little into the Nuggets-Grizzlies game, I'm going to mute what I do. The plan is mute altitude or TNT, and then Jerry will take me on home with that UNC Air Force game. So there we go. I've got it all covered.
All right. Sounds like a appreciate you doing that.
All right, man. Jerry, we'll talk to you soon. Merry Christmas to you, my friend. Have a good call tonight.
Yep. Thank you, Brady. Appreciate it. You too.
Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the UNC Bears. I don't know. The call was getting a little grainy there toward the end. What's going on? Do we need to get Jerry an upgrade? Is he still on like the old, you know, the old flip phones, you think?
Might be older than that. It might be a rotary phone.
Oh, you think so?
He was getting some messages. You could hear it. The vibration was going on.
Or call wait. Remember call waiting back to beep? Yes. You just had call. Maybe it was on one of those old cell phone bag phones. You can get your car. You plug in the cigarette
wow,
lighter.
Dated.
Ooh, yeah, it could be in one of those little car phones.
Or just a brick that you have to pull the antenna out 2 feet.
Oh, yeah.
Stand on the corner to try to get a good signal.
Dude, there used to be a day where phones were cool. We could have cool phones. And we have cool phones that do cool things, but they don't really look cool anymore. They're all little boxes. They're all these tiny little rectangles that we carry around.
Oh, I remember my first phone was a little like, it was mostly just the screen, and then you would turn it on its side and slide it, and there was a whole keyboard there.
Mm.
I thought it was the coolest. It was the most futuristic thing ever.
You were born in the, late 90s? So you had phones in the house, right, that weren't cell phones?
Landlines?
Yeah, landlines.
Yes. Back when you had to remember your home phone number?
Yeah, I still remember mine.
No one has home phone numbers anymore.
No, they don't.
No, here's my cell.
Nobody has a home.
I'm going to call you when you're at your house.
You walk around with a cord, you know? You can only go so far. You got the cord. But then when you got the cordless phone, that changed the game. But then we always lost the cordless phone. And my mother would get very upset because one of us would always bring it downstairs or upstairs, and then nobody knows where the phone is. So it's ringing, can't get it. But remember, like, they'd have cool different designs of phone, like a basketball phone. The hook is the basketball, and then you pick it up, and it's half the ball, and it's like, oh, those were the days. You just don't have that anymore. This is, you know, this is what we have now.
Just a little rectangle.
Little rectangles that can get you on the internet and do all those amazing things, but they don't look as neat. And corny.
No, because everyone has the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you have a nice case on it. What's underneath? Oh, a black rectangle.
What is your case? What is your case?
I don't have a case on
my phone. You don't have a case on your phone?
It's dangerous, and I'm starting to learn that lesson because I keep, I'm super careful with it. But occasionally you just, you know, pick it up and you drop it, and there's starting to be cracks on it.
Oh, yeah. So
I just got this phone like 3 months ago.
So you need to get a case for that, man.
I meant to, but it's like, hey, you know, Christmas is coming up.
Maybe you'll get a case for it.
Maybe.
I never broke my phone. I was like you, I was very careful, so I never had a case on it. But then I broke it once, got it fixed, and I broke it again in the same freaking week.
I always had a case on my phones before. I haven't got one for this one yet.
All right. Can you tell what mine is? Can you tell by the logo? The bottom?
Is that a Mandalorian?
Yes, it is.
Oh, it's a Beskar.
It's the yes.
Nice.
Yes.
It's metal for you nerds out there.
Yeah, so cool.
Micah's freaking out over now.
I need to get a new, yeah.
It's actually adamantium.
I just like Mandalorian. I just like that one. That standalone.
Season in February?
I'm going to go back and watch them all again. I like it because you don't have to be a Star Wars nerd. You don't have to, like, know the Excelsior and, you know, whatever.
If you do
Darth
know
Maul.
It adds to it, but you can go into it completely blind and still really enjoy it.
Yeah, and I know a little bit about Star Wars.
You gotta know about the Force.
I know about the Force and Yoda and, you know, Luke Skywalker and all
it's
that
stuff.
It's a quiet
time in the universe because the Empire is gone.
It's kind of a weird timeline, too, isn't it? Kind of in between everything?
Well, it's like 5 years after the original ended. Mm-hmm. The original sixth movie ended.
It's good. It's a good one. And even if you're not a Star Wars nerd, you can actually enjoy that. It's pretty good. 34 minutes after the hour, let's jump out on Jell and get the latest on the local Sports Flash.
This is Jerry Schimmel, voice of the UNC Bears and host of Amazing Americans. And you're listening to The Whole Show on 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back in to the whole show. Top Text Tuesday, it's 20 or 5 days before Christmas. You guys aren't bringing your best stuff today. It's okay. I've seen some, and we haven't read a bunch of them, but it's First Advantage text line, 888-530-0043. Wait a second. Wait here. Dixon, look at this one. Okay. We got a Christmas poem. That calls for a little something here, Anjo. We got a little Christmas text here from the arch nemesis of the show. 'Twas the last Triple T before Christmas, and all through the AM dial, not a hooligan was texting worth a crap. Nothing to make Angel or Brady smile. Then what a surprise, and what could this be? But actually a nice holiday text from the arch nemesis. I'm helping you out there. Happy holidays to all the hooligans, he texted with a smile and pride. And for one final time, he giggled and said, "Hey Broncos country, let's ride." Merry Christmas to all the hooligans and to all a good night. I'll see you at Cables where friends meet. Come on, Brady. Am I right? Oh my gosh! Yeah, dude!
That might be the text of the year.
That could be the text of the year. Well done, Dixon.
Although no Den reference.
No Den reference, but he got a Cables in there. He got a Cables Pub and Grill text in there. Threw a Let's Ride in there. Nemesis. I mean, all things, all good.
How long did it take him to write that?
I hope. Think? I mean, I want dedication. That's dedication right there. That's how you win Top Text Tuesdays, Angel. Listen, I'll tell you right now. Who's the best texter of this show? It's Dixon, right? I mean, he earned.
Eastside Chris does some pretty good stuff.
That's true.
He jumps in every now and again.
But Dixon earned the arch nemesis of the show. I think he's a Chiefs fan. Eastside Chris, you're right. Eastside Chris has been. I don't want to say rookie of the year because I think he's been texting for longer than a year. Noob is no longer a noob, but he's always noob. Dixon's strong, though. Yeah, there's Hall of Famers. Eastside Chris has worked his way into the Hall of Fame. Noob's definitely a Hall of Famer. Dixon's a Hall of Famer. What else? Will County Swami? Is he a Hall of Famer? Probably. No?
He only jumps in like every once in a while. It is some obscure stat or something you just looked up.
Has Holyoke moved up into the Hall of Fame?
Maybe not Hall of Fame. Holyoke likes to talk during the morning show a lot.
Mm-hmm. Well, Kenny Swamy just said, I swear if you forget me.
He almost did.
I think he's a Hall of Famer. The Weld County Swamy, he's a Hall of Famer.
I mean, the name is great and iconic, but talking about just text value.
Mm. Near broke? Eh, he texts more the morning show stuff. He's not a Hall of Famer. He used to be. Maybe he's close. I don't know. He's close. McLean's a Hall of Famer. I'm just going through some of the old tech. Dixon. It's okay to give props to Eastside Chris, but he can't carry the jock of the arch nemesis.
People still say that?
I don't know. Dude, Dixon can say whatever he wants. That's a fire text right there, man. That was a big time text. Well done. Does that win? Is there anybody else that can even compete for this thing? Weld County Swamy, I have won so many triple text Tuesdays before Angel was here. Well, it's okay. All right, I get you.
I can't speak on that.
I'd say he's a Hall of Famer. But that was straight up just nasty. Dixon came in strong on that. Christmas poem? Cable's reference? Arch Nemesis reference? And you threw a Let's Ride in. I mean, it doesn't get much better than that. Method Flow Products poll question of the day. Would you rather see Brett Rypien start the rest of the way for Denver? Why was Brett Rypien able to run the play action so much better than Russ? The first half was garbage. He got sacked 7 times or whatever in the whole game. But second half, the play action just looked easier. Even with Russ, when he does get those completions, everything just looks so complicated. Why is that?
Was the play calling simplified?
Well, they were getting the run game was really working. I mean, that was the best rushing output by just one running back alone all season with Latavius Murray. So that really had, it's a bad Cardinals defense. So that really had a Cardinals defense sucked in to the line of scrimmage. Russell hasn't had that good of a rushing out. As far as performances go, right? I don't think so. I don't think he's had a running back all year that did what Latavius Murray did in one game. That does change things. If you can stay dedicated to that rush game, if you can stay in the game where you can really focus on running the ball, then you can open up that play action. So, maybe in Russ's defense, you just didn't have it. You didn't have those openings that Rypien was getting. But that play fake he had for that touchdown to Tomlinson, whew, that was acting, man. That was good. Listen, I'm not like against or anti-Brett Rypien. I'm a Boise State guy. I'm not Boise State, I'm a Mountain West guy. But I followed him at Boise State, and, he was fun to watch. I was rooting for him. But just the logic of all of this. If the Broncos hadn't signed Russell Wilson to the extension, sure, I'm with you. Let's just see what you got in Brett Rypien, and then you've got Russell Wilson in a quarterback battle next year. Fine with that. But the fact that you signed him to the long-term deal, it's not going to do you any good to put Brett Rypien out there and mess with whatever it is, whatever this is. So, you're stuck with Russ. See if you can build some more chemistry with him and Jerry Jeudy. See if you can build some more chemistry with him and, an injured Dalton Risner. Is he going to play? He's trying to earn a contract, man. I feel bad for that dude. He's banged up. He's trying to earn a contract. But I personally, yeah, 100%. Russell Wilson, 3 games. No doubt in my mind. You are going with Russ, seeing if he can develop something, and save his head coach. You know those Hallmark movies? Saving Christmas, starring somebody. Saving Nathaniel Hackett, a Russell Wilson Christmas story. And then it's like Russ on the cover, and then the trailer before is like, we got to get to the North Pole, gang. Come on, we got to live dangerous. We got to save our coach. I got to play. Dude, he could totally be in a Hallmark movie. Russell Wilson. No. Not for me, unless you like Hallmark movies. It's not a compliment. You ever watched a Hallmark movie? You ever done anything dangerous like that?
I feel like I don't need to watch it. I could just take a guess at what happens. City girl goes back home, meets a guy that's been in the town the entire time that maybe they were friends with in middle school. Oh, look, he got really handsome. Here I am, an attractive younger woman.
Here I am, a younger and attractive
Mom,
woman.
Mom, no, my big city job doesn't take a toll on my life.
Yes, that's all Hallmark movie. I'm so busy
I'm
with
happy
business.
Where I'm at, Mom.
Yeah, Mom,
but
I don't
Tracy,
need a man.
Look at Paul over there cutting trees.
Paul's so cool.
Look at that. He's taking care of kids, too.
And then she's like, that's not my style, Mom. That's not me. I'm business. I'm focused on business.
Then they bump into each other in the town the next night.
Yeah.
Hit it off.
Yep.
Then he gets invited to the dinner. Something crazy happens. Drama, blah, blah, blah. Yeah.
I don't know. It is. It does feel like a Hallmark movie sometimes with Russ. All right, let's take a break. 48 minutes after the hour. We'll wrap up the show on the other side. Who's winning Top Text Tuesday? I think this one's kind of done. I think this is done today. We'll be right back. It's the whole show powered by PDC Energy. Out of all the rain, you know you're the mastermind.
Rock, Rudolph, Santa coming far behind. The UNC Bears playing Northern Colorado's voice. 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Hey, everybody. This is former CSU running back Kyle Bell, and you are listening to my main man, Brady Hull, on the whole show. Do not turn your dial. Keep it right here.
And a real famous cat all dressed up in red. And he spends the whole year working out in his sled. It's the losing
Welcome back into the show. Thanks for being with us here. Christmas is right around the corner. We'll see if Santa will be good for the UNC Bears tonight against Air Force and then the Nuggets going up against Memphis. Am I missing anything? What do you think? You like the Bears and the Nuggets? A little parlay action there? You're going to parlay that?
Maybe not. Financially, mentally, yes.
Yes, mentally.
I'll put all my mental fortitude into these two games, and whatever happens will affect my personality the rest of the week.
Will it really?
Well, it happens with football, so might as well.
You want me to do the poll question that one of our Hulligans suggested yesterday on the Dolphins?
Sure, I mean, poll question. We're going to talk playoffs around here.
Dude,
we might need to talk about some other
team. At him. Hooligans are giving Angel a hard time because he's a Dolphins fan. But yeah, your Dolphins are riding them.
They've been bad for 20 years. Let's crap on them more. I don't get it.
They just like giving people crap. That's what people do. That's what it is.
People need to be nicer. It's Christmas.
Dude, you're talking to the Hooligans. They
can't even rhyme their poems correctly. And then when they get called out for it, they can't get called out correctly.
I read it wrong. Dixon rhymed on that.
Not all poems have to rhyme.
No, they don't. No.
Good ones.
The best ones rhyme because they're catchy.
It Was the Night Before Christmas.
Yes.
It's a classic.
Yes.
It rhymes.
Yeah, I don't like the deep stuff that's like, hey, this is a great poem by so-and-so and it won a lot of awards.
Thoughts escaping. Mind
yeah,
open.
That's dumb.
Slam poetry.
Don't like that.
Snaps.
What is that? No.
There's an art to it.
I don't like that stuff. If you're going to write poem, it's got to rhyme. Otherwise, a poem doesn't make any sense. It's just writing down words.
Wind, cold, heart, shivered.
My heart shivered. And it was cold that day. I mean, that could actually be considered poetry.
Yeah.
Anything can be considered poetry. That's what I don't like about it. Like, same thing with art. Like paintings?
Well, art is subjective.
But you just slap up like 30 colors?
Some art can be objectively bad, but studying it is subjective.
People throw three yellow lines. Art.
What's the meaning?
$3,000. It's whatever you want, whatever your heart tells you
That's
means.
A lazy artist take.
Are you an art guy?
Yes.
Oh!
I do paints.
Do you really? What kind of paint do you do? Okay, did I just make fun of your painting style?
No.
Okay,
no.
Good. Okay, good.
Yeah, I use mostly acrylic paints, but very It's kind of my own style, but it's very cartoonish, minimalistic a little bit. I'll show you some.
I like paintings that make sense to me, but when it's just like three colors.
I had one that did make sense to me when I did it, and then a friend looked at it, and they gave me a whole different perspective.
Shoot me pictures. I'll evaluate. I like art, actually. There's certain arts that I really don't like. We got to go with the winner today. Obviously, that's going to be Dixon. Dixon gets the Top Text Tuesday today. Susan and Cheryl love that. I like the Nuggets to win tonight. That's my pick.
Miles City, baby.
That's my pick. There we go. Nuggets win tonight. That's going to do it for us. We'll be back at it on a Wednesday. We could preview more of that CSU-USC game. And also signing day, we're going to get stuff today. We're going to get a lot of great information today that I'll bring to you on tomorrow's whole show. That'll do it for us. Good night, Northern Colorado.